Tach es gelam per beiz mishna hei kisui kade yayin u kade shemet u kisui chavius nairo is tahir. The cover of jugs of wine and the cover of jugs of oil and the covers of barrels that are made out of nair, a very thin leather material. Some say it comes from a place called nair. All these covers are tahirin. Even if these covers have a receptacle, you could put things in it. Since it's not used to put things in it, instead it's used to cover the cotton, it's not mekabel tumah. B'mitkinu l'tashmi t'man. But if you do prepare it to use it as a receptacle and you're going to put things in it, in such a case it would be tameh, as it would be a kli charez that has a toch, it has an inside, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Kisui halefes is machu naka v'yesh lo chidud. Tor. A cover for a frying pan that is made out of charez. If that cover has a hole in it, or if it's slanted and comes to a point, that cover is tar, it's not mekabel tumah. And since it has a hole in it, or it's slanted, it cannot be used to hold things in it, and therefore it's considered as if it doesn't have a toe, and it's not mekabel tumah. Im eino nakov, ein lo chidud tameh, mipnei shehi misanenes l'tocho es hayer. But if the cover of this frying pan does not have a hole in it, nor is it slanted, so therefore it can be used to hold things in it, it's tumah. The reason being is because the isha filters out the water from the vessel that she is cooking into the cover. Because the cover itself, even if it has a kibbutz, is not mekabel tumah since it's not used to hold things in it. But the cover of this frying pan is used to hold things in it. The isha would filter out the water from the cooked vegetables into the cover. Rabbi Eleazar bar Tzedek, I'm married, and she is back as a lover to Rumpi. Rabbi Eleazar bar Tzedek is a different reason why the kibbutz are left as a mekabel tumah, even though it's made out of charez and it's used to cover, it's not used to hold things in it. Because the isha, after she cooks the vegetables, she turns the vegetables over onto the cover. And when the vegetables are on the cover, she mashes the vegetables. So therefore, since it holds the vegetables, it's considered as if it has a toe and is mekabel tumah. And the reason that the Tanakama gave did not suffice according to the letter of our Tzara. And the water that the isha would filter out into the cover eventually will be spilled out. She doesn't want the water. So that which holds the water is not considered as if it has a toe. Instead, the reason is because it holds the vegetables and she would mash the vegetables on the cover. While the Tanakama hold, the reason Rabbi Eleazar bar Tzedek is not a reason for the cover to be considered a toch. Reason being, because that when she mashes the vegetable on the cover, she can do that just as easily on a kli that does not have a kibbutz that's perfectly flat. So that reason does not give it a din of a kli charez that has a toch. Instead, the reason is according to Tanakama, because she filters the water into the cover. Tzachas kelim parabeis mishnah vav gistrash and insis bekivshon. Achelo nigmar malachta tohu. Gistra is a broken piece from a clay charis that is found in a furnace. The furnace is used to finish off and to complete a clay charis. If the clay charis is made out of earth, it's put into a furnace, it's baked, and then it's ready to be used. And this broken piece is found in the furnace. If the broken piece had broken off from the clay charis before the clay charis was completed, before it was totally baked, then that gistra tohira, it's not mekabel tumah, even though it had a toch, it could hold things, but since it broke off from the clay charis before it's finished, person will just throw it out. So therefore, it has no chashivus, it's not considered a kli, and it's not mekabel tumah. But if this broken piece broke off from the clay charez after it was completed in the kivshon, in such a case, the gistra is mekabel tumah, as even though it broke off from the kli, the person will not throw it out. Instead, if he has a kli, that water drips from it, he would put the gistra under the drip, so it would catch the drip, so it's still considered a kli, and it's mekabel tumah. Now, when you find a gistra in a kivshon, how do you know if it broke off from the kli before it was completed or not? The Rav explained that if the broken edge is not jagged, it's even, and on the inside of this gistra it's red, so that's the simon that it broke off after the kli charez was completed, and it would be mekabel tumah. Titris, that's a kli charez that is used to sprinkle water on a garden. Rabbi Eleazar bar Tzedek mitar. Rabbi Eleazar bar Tzedek said this titris is tar, it's not mekabel tumah. The titris is made with a lot of holes on the bottom and one hole on the top, and when a person puts his finger on the hole on the top, the water does not come out from the holes on the bottom. But as soon as he releases his finger, the water comes out from the holes on the bottom, and with that, he would water his God, his garden. According to Eleazar bar Tzedek, this titris that's made out of charez is not mekabel tumah, since it has a bunch of holes, and the water drips out of those holes, it's not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yossi mitamei minei shehu kemaitzei prutus. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He said this sprinkler is mekabel tumah, as even though the water drips out from the bottom, it only dribbles out little by little, small little drops drip out. So it's not considered as if it doesn't have a kibbutz, as the water that drips out very slowly. And when he puts his finger on the hole on the top, the water doesn't drip out at all, so therefore it's considered as if it has a toch, it has an inside, and it's mekabel tumah.